This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the prestigious Swachh Sarvekshan's 2024-25 awards today in New Delhi. This event will felicitate the cleanest cities of urban India, recognizing the tireless efforts of cities driving the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban forward. This year, the awards will be presented across four categories, including Super Swachh League Cities and Top 3 Clean Cities in five population categories. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry said a total of 78 awards will be presented this year. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will visit Jaipur in Rajasthan today. He will participate in the Sahkarita Evam Rozgar Utsav to be held at Dadia village near Jaipur. Mr. Shah will also address a public meeting and hand over appointment letters to 8,000 youths selected for government jobs. The Indian Army has carried out a successful trial of the indigenously developed air defense system Akash Prime in Ladakh. The trial was conducted at an altitude of over 15,000 feet in eastern Ladakh. The two-day trial was carried out by the Army Air Defense along with senior officials of the Defense Research and Development Organization. The Akash Prime system would form the 3rd and 4th regiments of the Akash Air Defense Systems in the Indian Army. Akash Prime comparatively is equipped with an indigenous active radio frequency seeker for improved accuracy. The missile can be deployed at heights of up to 4,500 meters and can take down targets at a distance of around 25 to 30 kilometers. Bihar government today announced free electricity up to 125 units to consumers in the state from 1st of next month. State Chief Minister Nitish Kumar announced the decision, saying it will benefit 1 crore 67 lakh families in the state. He added that over the next 3 years, with the consent of these domestic consumers, solar power plants will be installed on their rooftops and at nearby public places. Mr. Kumar also said the Bihar government will fully bear the cost of installing solar power plants for extremely poor families under the ongoing Kutir Jyoti scheme. For the remaining consumers, the state government will provide financial assistance to set up solar power plants. Over the next 3 years, up to 10,000 megawatts of solar energy will also become available in Bihar. The Enforcement Directorate or ED conducts searches in connection with the Changur Baba religious conversion case. Such operations were conducted at 14 premises, 12 in Uttarola, Balrampur in Uttar Pradesh and 2 in Mumbai. In Uttar Pradesh, Med Department has issued an orange alert for rain in many districts during the next 24 hours. A report.
According to the Meteorological Department, rain and thunder showers are expected at many places in western UP and almost all places in eastern UP today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected in Bundelkhand along with central and eastern UP in the next 24 hours. Districts like Banda, Chitrakoot, Prayagraj, Sonbhadra, Mirzapur, Jhansi and Lalitpur may be particularly affected. Apart from this, a comprehensive alert has also been issued for lightning along with thunder in almost all districts of the state. Heavy rains are expected in the state till July 22. People have been advised to remain alert and stay in safe places. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Yatra has been temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions in most areas in both Kashmir and Jammu divisions. Official sources confirmed that in view of heavy rainfall along the Baltal and Pahalgam routes, the authorities have decided to suspend Amarnath Yatra for today. In Maharashtra, 7 persons, including 3 women and 1 child, were killed and 2 others seriously injured after a car collided with a motorcycle in Nashik district. The accident took place late last night near a nursery on Nashik Dindori Road in the Nashik district. An auto car carrying 7 people collided with 2-wheeler and both vehicles were found fallen in a small canal alongside the road, said the police officials who reached the spot immediately when they got accident information. Domestic benchmark indices opened flat and were trading in red in morning trade today. Sensex was down 169 points or at 82,465 and Nifty was down 49 points at 25,163 a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.